like to first express my dismay at the difficulty I had in putting together this year for you. It really was an eye-opener for me to see how little has been done in this area, an area in which I would have expected literally thousands of charismatics, because it speaks to the interaction between people in the economic sphere that usually leads to Shela Kof and control. Yet there's a real dearth of Shulis and so on. Truth of it is, you look into Zvechemed, which is always a good place to start looking, to see what the Shalom Shulis Forum has, there is two lines, period. Nothing there. It's like Peter Talmudic hides behind the Hashragah's rule, which has to do with the Hashragah's rule I'm beginning with, that is moving the boundary line into my surveyor's line. And then second, that there'll be a topic in the future, cross-reference that one properly with other Yanim that we're discussing, Oni Hamanaki for Rosh Hashayas, and the whole concept of Oni Hamahatach B'Chavora, which are really intertwined. So there's really Mokom and Yichur Gadebo. It's a topic in which I really, not only for pedagogy, really need your help. For case history, because the halakha, as we have it, is hardly applicable to the conditions that we live in now. As we see, the klalim, of course, always applicable. We don't have those kinds of cases anymore. And therefore, we have to redefine what would be called unfair competition nowadays. An area in which people do not want to be involved. I can begin with a word of halacha drush. If you look in Sechas Tainis, there's a strange agadah there. It begins on Chavdalet on the days. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, b'chol yom b'yom Mor Yosefine and Brochis, Basco, Yotis, Romus, Kalalam, Kulu, Nizam, Shul, Hanina, Bini. The Hanina, Bini, Dayo, Bikav, Haru, Bini, El Shabbat, El Shabbat. Really, Ben Hagen was absolutely impoverished, unimaginable. All he had was a Kav, Haru, Bini, El Shabbat, El Shabbat. Yet, in his schools, everybody else ate Tanagolim and Futami in his schools. Vingala Maisa. That the wife complained, she's embarrassed, that she can't even hold her face or make an impression on the neighbors. She doesn't have enough wood to make smoke come from the chimney. People see she doesn't cook, there's nothing to cook with. And therefore, just flexed his muscles a little bit. Stole a stone, got filled with loaves of bread. He had no trouble with Rabbeinu Shlomo. If he only wanted, he just asked. Mostly, Hanina Bini is a Dinyan like a child clambering on his father. A special relationship with Rabbeinu Shlomo. He's not a meister. Amulet Vissu and Kafayam and Aleph, Admost Aremas Nezu Velitzar Kulahai. Some weeks that I've had it. You have to feed me. It's fine. Boy Rachmi, the nation of Levidi. He pleaded the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he prayed, he sent him on something. Boy Rachmi, Yotsoso, Kimin Tisas Yad. Our hand came down from heaven and gave him the leg of a golden head. Came and showed it to his wife. She objected. She said, I saw in a dream that Asidi Sadiki the Akwe of Sula did the Havadis for Plashkari. Sadiki will sit at a table with three legs, and you, your table will be wobbly. You'll only have two legs on the table. The Ak Ocheles of Sula did say Kari. Boy Rachmi, skipping a little bit, the Nashkalin Lumina, she said to him, please pray to God's daughter, she'll take it back. Boy Rachmi Shaku, Tana, Godo, Hoya, Nefako, Yosef, and Arisha, the Gemiri, the Mi of Yov, and Mishkolo Shaku. Kaddish Baruch Hu never changes his mind with Teva, only changes his mind with Roar. He will have Kaviyakol with the change of mind on the Tova, and therefore it's a great greatness. I want to use that to introduce, I think, the first Mishpat topic that I'm handling with you, and one that is almost a type species, a precedent-setting case in human relations. Human relations with the full impact of social mores, custom changes, etc. Something the Masamik has spent literally a whole year of shiurim just on trying to analyze what is meant by the chiyuvim that one has to another and being al shcheinim at bar mavua, of bnei le'ir, etc. And here we have mixed up the taxation rights, the right of a street peddler to peddle his wares while the other guy is paying rent and taxes, and unfair competition. All the mikvahs lie here. But one thing you see from the Gemara I brought you, that a table is supposed to have a certain number of legs. I'd like to suggest that with Manazeth, what's happened in the Jewish community is that we've also lost one leg of the table. We have a Shulchan Aruch with four legs. Someone decided that three legs are enough. Our Chaim and Yeradeya and Ebenezer, oh, you gotta watch that carefully. Hashem Mishpat you can do without. And therefore, the whole Shulchan Aruch is wobbling. The whole Shulchan Aruch is only on three legs instead of four. And the question of the ethics and morals of the Jewish community is being posed: is the talus over the head the sum total of Fumkeit, or should Fumkeit really be measured first at the Cheshem Mishpat? Nasata v'nasata v'emuna is the first question you're asked. Olam Haba. First comes Cheshem Mishpat. Then we'll see the Meinodam Mamakam. Adonai Malkam Kadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't care as much whether your esrei had one or two blemishes on it, as much as he cares whether your relationship with your neighbor is all blemish. Regrettably, even though we grew up learning Cheshem Mishpat Dikin Yonim, Baba Kamer, Baba Kiel, Baba Vlaster, rarely did we have an educational exposure, you know, formal education, to the consequences of learning Baruch Kamer Mitzvah Baruch Lasser. That is one of the great tragedies of elementary education in the yeshiva movement. Certainly, the idea of opening up a Cheshem Mishpat and seeing halacha l'maaseh, what comes from this sugya, that would be a rarity in any yeshiva. Mishnah Berurah and Arachayim, learning Sefer Shabbos, okay. But to open up the Cheshem Mishpat when you're learning from the Kambo Mishia, or the Cheshenim and Baba Vasa, not. With that little introduction, let's see what we can do with a complex sugya. will follow as I've done with you in the past, the Maramacomos I've given you, and I hope you don't throw these things away. I worked very hard to put it together, and really, the kind of handout stuff that in the biology department we charge the kids $10 for here, because it's said they can't be worth much, so we give it for nothing. The Asoka's Guru and one of the Tayahitsis, that is Pasuk in Dvarim, and I brought you a Sifri because of the Chiddush of the Sifri. That's on page 1A. Okay, and 1A will be the last minute that I stuck in this Sifri. I figured throw it in for good luck, give you an idea of also something which is the Gei Allah for my soul. Osati Gvur Reyach Asher Gavru Rishonim. So the Sifri says, Hello, Kvarnem Alo Sigzo. So why do you have to tell me? I can't steal your property.
What's the question? What about the Gvur really preserving that
only if there is a straw? Oh, see? I'm there. See? But the Gvur doesn't say the Gvur of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Gvur of Eretz Yisrael. Gvur Reyach. What did you hear? Gvur and Shimon from Shevet. From Shevet Reuven, if I steal a little bit of his property, steal a little bit of my property, it's not going to change anything in Gvul Yatsar. I mean, the Gvul that I got from my father, Yerusha, that wouldn't be, although the halacha is that way. Osat the Gvul Reyacha is halacha only for Eretz Yisrael. Mata Malama Matati, Malamech, Oker, Tchumo Shechavero, Ober Vishne Lavin. The Zvela, Yochal Afa Chutzlovet, Talmud Lomar, Benachosva Shatinchal, only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? If you look in Choshenish, which is nine involved, that's why I found a sequence, I put it there. Here the Choshenish page, 1B, okay, 1B and 2. You do it openly, brazenly, it's called Geneva, it's called Zela, you do it by stealth, it's called Geneva. In there, it's so easy to do. Right? I raise it over the Shnei Lavin. Lav the Gnezo, Lav the Zeilo, but Lav the Lotazi. Here's, I'm giving you also a little insight in how you open up a search for some information. And here, without the help of the encyclopedic works, all you have is your own memory of subjects that you learned, and that you get the two giveaways. That's the thing in the Ramon. In Mutter, Lodam, Likach, Mahufia. Anyone know what that means? If you look up on the other side of the thing, I have it in your packet here. And that is to steal someone's commission. They have a commission to do something. In those days, everyone was like commissions of the governor, the king, and so on. And you go and you smear the right people and you take it away from them. Certain rights that people had. It was a big thing because Jews especially was stuck on having special bills passed for them and everything. And therefore, they would get through their own means to get someone to award them a certain right, like taxes, sell schnapps, the run an inn, and so on. And this license is as if I would go to the government, to the city hall, and use my influence so they take away your meter and taxi cab and give it to me. Take away your liquor license. So they'll only give a certain number of liquor licenses, and I smear the right guy, and he next week, year awards me the liquor license, takes away from me. That's the Mabufi, which we'll come to. We'll have some of this move. It's a very, very relevant thing, and it speaks to a historicity of halacha that played an important role in many halachas, including in the Chumash, because he was the license to produce shops that led to the formalization of material commerce.
So, I want to tell you, I should be able to
apply. Yeah,
that's
so that's what we have. So we joined together today to spend the 2 hours and work this thing through. Okay? But in this to see, there is another one, another Kiddush. And I underline for you, Minayin Lemocha Kereber Arosa Sheova Belosase, Tamaloma Losati Gurayata, Yochala Filo Nikba Odom Bomeolam, Tamalom Benachmasa Shetinchal, and Kalabo Ata Nato, Ephod Shuso Eva Ober Belosase. Special, Alokit Mashpat Raisa point this is free. That if you have a Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael and Nachalavos for a Kvura, that you must use it. You can't go anyplace else. I didn't xerox it for you, but if you look in the tool has the Tayish, but Gezel and the neighbor, it says it's not Shayach and Ashavah's school. It's only Shayach and Eretz soil. Gezel and the neighbor, because you're old, there's no Engzel in the Kakos. Kaka in an exilic. Kaka ain't an exilic. So what does the Mechaba do? No. You do not offer. Yeah, also, no. Don't say the mitzvah to go around moving the boundary line into my reshus. But if to say allow, it's allowed. It's a zaloche, right? On the poster. Lo sati gur ha'yecho. Yes, you won't be over on a lav of Gezel, right, of course, and many of things you are done. But not on the lav of Gezel, because Kake and Gezel.
Both.
That's what it's Marabah says both. And the two says no. Only our product will, nothing else. And here's the chart. I think it's also. You see what Makaba also holds Kake and Gezel. But the Mechaber is telling you there is a unique circumstance where Karka is exilic. Hasagas Gvul is the only place where Karka is exilic. Why? Very simple. Karka in exilic is there's no Meishik Zeyla on Karka. Zeyla is Vayizul Akonis Miara Mitzi. You need a transfer me Rishus for Rishus. Karka can't transfer me Rishus for Rishus. Now, Dova Hamatalka, I can remove from your Rishus to my Rishus. Without Hotzor me Rishus. Hanigdol to the Shus Hagadol, the Shus Hanigdol to the Hagadol, there is no Michael Taylor. Comes along the Mechaber here, it's a big Kiddush. Says there is a one kind of Gzela that Shayach HaKakos. It's late at night, I move my boundary line of stone a few inches into your property because I need a variance. I want to build an addition to my house unless I have 20 feet to the side. I only have 19 feet. So rather than go to the town hall, I have to ask you to give the shoes. No one has been out there for 20 years, so I'll move my line of stone. Put it to your shoes, then when the surveyor comes to measure, we'll measure 20 feet. I have those covers. That becomes on the fear of the Rishus to Rishus. I don't tell me Rishus to Rishus. So the Kaka has moved. By moving the boundary line, I moved it from his Rishus to my Rishus. That's also called the Maikot Zvela Daraisa. That will be the thing. The choice of the person. That will be the story. Only here. So the Kaka in the Zvela says, that Shaya to talk a lot of Zvela. That's the story. This is an accurate one. That's because there's a Maikot Zvela. My disclaimer is not that I told you that's onos drovim or that haram is there. Yeah, but I'm really sure why I cannot do things that are illegal, immoral, or unfair to you. But not my disclaimer. My disclaimer is a technical thing. The tzura chamalachim, as you say by Shabbos. And the tzura of Geneva, the Yisrael Achon, is the Aramitz. Okay? Let's move it a little faster now. You look in the Gemara in Yevamos, I wrote down for you because I was impressed with this lesson. What does Yovid L'chayev mean? The expression, in fact, you will not find Hasagas rule in the Dei Chevet. He has it only under Yovid L'chayev, two lines. What does this Yovid L'chayev really come from? And if you know where it came from, what is its chayim of the Isra? What's the significance of it? Someone decided to open up a pizza shop. Now the crowd at the old pizza shop are much reduced. Yoli Machayev. And you could have sued him or not, that's one of the shyness we're posing for you to think about. Should have sued him. Yoli Machayev is an expression which is tantamount to murder. I'm killing him. I'm killing his business. When you kill a man's business, you kill him. Or he kills himself, as you find out nowadays with the stock market crash. Vokal, I believe, is from the Gemara Yevamos. No one says it, it's Dabar Pashut to me. Look in Yevamos. And that's page 3. You have there. Vayomer Hashem, he acted Urim v'Tumim, right? Vayomer Hashem El Shol, Do Beis Adomim, Asher Hemes HaGivonim. I have painted Shol, Shalish V'Kal Chosa. Kalach, Ha Beis Adomim, Asher Hemes HaGivonim. Where did you find that Shol killed the Givonim? The Nesimim, where did you find it? Echel Nesimim Shol, Shemes Givonim. And he told Shehor Adnov, Ir HaKohanim, Shehim Asfikulem, Mayim U'Mozon. Because they were employed by the Novia Kohanim, and they did business with them. That's how they earned a living, by interfering with their earning capacity. Malav Akosav Kiilu Holger. This is similar, you find in the Yisur of Hamonas Hasochir, you find the same thing. The soul in the canopy, male in school, the Yom Kippur in school, right? He says, so the Torah gives a reason for it. Ki Eilav who knows say it's not sure. From the mother, Eilav knows it's not sure, meaning he's willing to risk his life for money. Therefore, by not giving him his money, you're taking his life away from him. Why Ola Alilan? Why did he climb up on this tree? He has nothing better to do. He's willing to climb up on a tree and risk his life to get down the dates or the olives. Because they love no sales nafsho, because that's machan aleben. The nafsho yobi lachmo. Okay?
Why was there a time on the Givonim then? It says, why did they
say it's not Givonim? Because that's Zorin. Yes, that's Zorin. That means it doesn't have Nijat Yisrael.
They should have had that.
They should have what?
Be able to kill the
eight bone
of soul,
whatever it was.
So?
Well, what, gotta be what?
They
argued
that they should have for the eight
bone
of soul
as. Yeah, so what's the. So he says that, that's the most, that's what David said. That you see in them a midah of Achzorius, he doesn't want them to problem, forget them. That was when they made the Takon against the Nesimim. Takon has repeated 3 times in our history because they were evaluated as. And unfit for moral turpitude to become a Dam Yisrael, even though they were willing to also shuckle the lulav and put a talus over the head. That's not the test of being a Jew. All right? The first, I mean, revealing sugya in trying to define what Yovid L'chayev is. And here I will pose it to you in a halakha l'maisa sense, which is the purpose of studying the sugya. I have a bookstore, and you want to open up also a bookstore. So I had a store here on the corner where he was selling notebooks and college supplies. And she opened up its store, SOI opened up a store, and put them out of business. Was that a case of Yovid L'chayev or not? mitzvahs. I have a diamond store and diamond retail establishment on 47th Street. I'm sick and tired of coming in with the Muncie kosher bus there in the morning. A lot of reasons. They daven the Safar, they daven the Hashkarah. I decided, you know, 47th Street may be a bigger district for 7 diamonds. You know, in Muncie, Baruch Hashem, they love women in Muncie who buy diamonds. I'll open up a shop in my house. Two questions here. Number one, since he blocked the way, there is a diamond store where man's been in business many years. Do I have a right to introduce another store in town? I don't think Muncie needs two diamond stores, two jewelry shops. Second, my neighbor complains they moved into a residential neighborhood. And zoning laws require you to observe certain regulations, which means basically no commercialization of the area. Do I have a right, api halacha, to say lo nichol? I don't want that on a plane Monday afternoon there should be 20 cars parked outside your driveway, blocking my driveway. It's a residential neighborhood. You'll put a sign up in shul that you're selling diamonds 30% off, and suddenly everyone will come running, whether I'm buying or not, they'll come look. These are the practical sides. I put a third part to the question. I had a shop in 47th Street, and I want to have one next to my house. You live in 47th Street. Or live in Borough Park, and you realize that the women of Muncie are buying diamonds like they've run out of style. So you decide that you open up a shop in Muncie. So it is, in one case, I'm a Munceite, I live there. I want my shop to be close to my house, I don't want to travel. In the other case, you have a stranger coming into my town. You don't pay taxes. You don't pay school taxes, you don't pay water taxes in my town. You pay in Borough Park. Therefore, I object to your coming. All these are often halachas. Now I want to add a fourth point. You see how we're trying to develop a sense of moral outrage. It has to be developed before you can object. The area, Muncie, strictly residential area. I decided that 10 years ago, and this residential area could handle some business too. So I went ahead and I invested in a little shopping center. And for 10, 12 years, I'm breaking my back. Come managing to meet the expenses of holding up that shopping center. Then, as the community grew, it's a deal. People are coming to buy, stores are earning a living. I've been buying money from banks, paying interest, working on the side to pump more money in. I didn't want to let go. I finally made it. You made it? Very good. You come along, buy yourself a piece of property right next to me. Also open up a shopping center. As long as people are coming already, and now's a good deal. So I have 6 stores. You'll now expand another 6 stores. Clearly you have 6 stores selling things other than my 6 stores. So you want to sell the things I'm selling. That's what people are coming to buy. They'll buy by you too. Is there something special about this competitive situation? Because I worked so hard to make this into a business. Well, not for my initial investment, no one would have thought of opening up a shopping center 2 blocks from a residential area. There are plenty of shopping centers a mile away, 2 miles away. People could go there. People said when they are up, they need some sugar. They have Pathmark Caldor. They're not going to do anything, opening up some little stores here. And I said, no, not so. People bought some upper middle class. The ladies just got down. I give them a little higher quality stuff. They don't have to wait online. It's a service I give them. I'm going to sell it. It's going to work. That's my bright idea. And I worked real hard to make that work, and it works. Now you come in, you're going to reap the benefit. There are four, in your name, four kinds of competition that I've outlined for you. And now we'll find them the covers for them. One is a case called, we'll define as the Kia. The second is the case referred to as Mahapas Vacharov. The third is the case referred to as Ani Menakeh Verosh Hazayas. And the fourth is the case known as Yorei Lesof Umnoso Shel Chaveiro, or as the Yoshenim referred to, Umnoso Bekach. Four different cases, all of which have been lumped together in the most people's mind as Matzi Gvul. They are not one and the same. What I've done for you is try to break them apart by showing how the Gemaras, one, refer to them differently, and how the Halakha reacts to them differently, gives different clothing to each one. Take them one at a time. There's much interesting material in all these. I don't know what time you'll permit. If not, you'll finish off for yourself. First is the sugya in Lo Yachpo. Okay, you with us? I have it on Omar Avunya. Hai bar mavua diyuki rechaya v'yosa bar mavua chavre v'kamuki gabei dinu demakabili. Shalomalei kopasakta lilichiyusi. I'm a miller. I have a business in our little district. It's called a bar mavua. We live in the same mavui. Remember the structure that Chazal referred to in the residential areas. You have a mavui, and the mavui has chaterim lifting, emptying into them. Each chater has houses around it. So you have usually four houses into a chater, and many chateros going into one mavui. That gives you a residential unit called a bar mavua. Name on the stylet. So you're telling me that once I have established a business, you cannot be post-take lichiyusi. Okay? Name on the stylet, machikim, mitsudas hadog, min hadog, simlo hisas hadog, vekama oma rabba babahuna at parso. You have to be 4 kilometers away from me when I cast my net. You cannot cast your net within 4 kilometers of where I cast my net. Why? Say Taina. Pasakta Lichiyusi. Shiny Dogim, the Yahavis Tiara. Maybe not. Maybe the case of Dogim is different. Can't compare that to the case of the Rechaya. Because by the fish, I have chummed the waters. I trained the fish to start coming here. Fish as I'm walking to my net. I threw in old Hale. Got the fish train to come to this area for feeding, then I throw my net in. Amar Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Leimer Rabbeinu Amar Rabbeinu 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 You're selling dresses, which have good safety. You hand out lollipops to children. And then when the mother comes to the shopping center, the kids pull the mother into the store to get a lollipop. Once you get them in the store, you sell them a dress. Is that considered to be unfair competition? Just as people are claiming nowadays that the television is unfair competition because they impinge upon the minds of little children when they're watching their stupid cartoons. They flash on there, you must eat this cereal or else the Batman will get you. Then it's an unfair competition because you're dealing with children. That's why it's unfair. They are not mature enough to be able to be discriminatory, and therefore you are really coercing them as a coercive advertising, which is not fair. Maybe there, why the Rabbanan object to them, because the Rabbanan, unfair competition, you can't do such a thing, it's unfair to your competitor. Why? That's what he just said. Rabbanan say, no. Why? All's fair. You give lollipops, I give lollipops, you give them chocolate. Do what I do. I'm nothing I'm doing that you can't do. Hence, why? You want to compete with me, collectively? Don't tell me how to run my business. Gozik say to him, Ano kamifigam gozi, atrolichyuski. Aval hocha atil rabbanu moja, dama kapazaki lechyuski. Shmuel concludes, no one argues. Mehutzis hadol vadai zasa. Shaili is the b'nei mavur. Comes the Gemara and concludes, right? Maybe also Adam Khanas the Sakhus of Havel or Mechas of Mechas of Havel, then you have the Mechas of the other. Maybe you have a Lama Lawata also the social of the socially. And what Tanoi is among what is Tanoi, whether you can do it or not. The Sanya Kofim name of all is there, there shall hold the name of Hayat or Bus Lamakin Okus, Lechon Bali Omnius, or the Shreina or Eno Kofeya. As you remember, after Shreina also Kofeya. Why, what's the Shaila? Whether being a member of this intimate social group, I have rights and privileges because of my membership there, because I belong there. If I belong there, you can't tell me what to do in my home. In my home, the American zoning laws, you cannot do commercial things in your house. That has no makor in halacha. I feel like having a house in which I will sell shoes. I will have a meal and no meal. It's my house. My house is my castle. I do what I want in there. You have no right to object to it. Just, we can. That's how we pass it. You're not a member of this intimate group. Stay out of here. You can't come in. You can't come from your 47th Street and open up a shop next to me. However, if he pays taxes here, he may live elsewhere, but he pays taxes here for reasons of business, then he pays his dues, he's a member of your town. You can't stop him. Bamavu Adanashe Lomotamaki. In the same Mabuah, can't stop him. Bamavu Achinamai. Same town, but a different mobile. Can you stop him from coming into your mobile to do it? Right? If he comes into the Mosa open area, Tusharabim area, whatever it is, as long as he pays his taxes, he can come in. But not into my mobile. My mobile is exclusive. This is my focus, not so push it. What does Teiku mean? Halacha l'maaseh, you can't stop him. Even as long as the townsfolk, he can come into your mobile. Teiku. The Moisim are all right, Dini Mamad is whoever's music is music, and that's all. Comes along faces here. And the key is this Rabbeinu Tam. Achiki Besudas Hadog, Aparad of Antam, the Torah, the Dovah Shah Hefker, I feel a virtual of it. He does not have a pay up here, Salisha, all of. And here, if you can turn to the next page, it's tied in with this next onion map of the whole thing. Just take a look at it, we'll come to it. The sequence, I think, is better. Karen Kahn says that when it comes to Dava Hefka, there is no such thing as only Mahapur Bakahora, as Joel Sochum Naso, Karalumnis. If there's something that Hefka, you say Hagera, and someone is got there ahead of you, if you try to beat him out, you come second to target. Why? Hefka. You get it yet. I started first, I came second, I'll try harder. That's the Hefka. That's an assumption. If it's Hefka, free for all. New, officious Hefka. So I, by the Mahusha's dog, he told me I have to walk away 4 kilometers, Tapso. 4 kilometers. I forgot. Even though Tom explained that a double hefty, I feel a rush will be there. Because I'm even in tiny little rush with Neshamayim. Not that I can't be rush of it, meaning I can't be dope with the din. I can call you a rush. No, you're not a rush either. Hefty is free for all, that's what I mean. To the sound that I am Peh Shavishna. A fellow wants to pick up the payer. he couldn't do it yet, so he took his coat and spread it over that area. Obviously, he got there first. So what do? You take his coat away, and you take the payer for yourself. No, only can take it away. I got there first, he's Mahapur Bakahora. Hefker, those are things. But then he's come back, come from the sea, of the sea of the Nafal Olea, Obach of the Heavenly Borg. There she is, and those are all making Russia. Hello, where do you find he's a Russia by Oni Amahapur Bakavoro Baha Venatra? He's showing Shaim should know you stake of the Mokum there, you should sake of the Mokum. Your Oni Mabakhova is where you go ahead and you're dealing with a fellow to buy a piece of property. So I come along, I know you're dealing with a fellow piece of property. I come, I also be. Take a million color. It's only the property of Hamilton. Somebody probably around. Go become with us. Why are you coming up with me? Then Nikola Russia. If you bid and take it away from the first man, I can't do anything to you. It's like Yosef Bidayan. But a Russia you are. Call your names. Where there's a test, there's no Russia either. No, what's the kind of Russia? Kind of Russia is a kind of Zer Nene, the Zer Lokhoso. I'm having a norm, you lose nothing, you keep away from here. All you're doing is messing me up. But as far as your own business, there's plenty of business around. Your real estate business, move to the next one. That's why we're in Russia. But by Hefka, where they can say there's another Hefka, there's another Nitzegair, there's another diamond ring lying in the bottom of the ocean, and I send down my divers, and you send down your divers too. That's how it goes. That's the nature of competition in society. You're going to get the first one. Ah, this might be a little kasha. Can't ask a kasha from our Susie here about the fish. Now the double should have to come. You come up from the time of the coma, Jesus, you can live up to the desert. No, the hustle not so the cat. Two times. Now we have it. It's my focus, the two tools. First tellus is Enachanam. The reason why over here you can't do it, because of the ocean. Even though as we'll see, that's fishy to spaces, like if all they are failing to learn shot. That by chasing the dog, I can be killed by every deal. I'll just call you a rush. We'll see why in a minute. But over here, he says there's a second reason. I'm a fisherman. And a fisherman has certain rights because it's his business. And therefore, if your fellow took off a day from school and decided to go fishing, he comes along, he sits on next to you, also throws a line in. Why? The fish will either nibble at my line, nibble at your line. But if you're a fisherman, you make a living from this, then I kind of to you, go elsewhere. So we have now another halakha. First you had a halakha of whether you have rights and privileges in that area. That's the concept of Ben Mohu. And someone who has rights and privileges, that protects him from any claim of unfair competition or unnecessary competition. Why unnecessary? It's my home. I want to be here. I do what I want in my home. You cannot restrict. Otherwise, it would mean, essentially, that you make my home less useful to me than it was. What rights do you have to do that to me? If, however, it's not a question of my home, it's a question of Hesker, you have a machlokes, two shittos and tesis, two tzvuts and tesis. One tereis le rachamim, even by the case of the fish, even though you're a fisherman, just simple halacha of Hesker, and therefore you're a rosher because you can go elsewhere and fish. Why don't you come close to me? The tereis le says no. There is a special halacha of yorei l'sochum nosar shel chavero, because that's my livelihood. I'm kind of, takone. You see, there was some takone made for competition. There was a takone that peddlers could come around to any town to sell their wares, part of takone fezra, so that there should be people willing to live in Rushtetola. And the women shouldn't say, I want to live only in a big city, where I get lipstick and groomed, and then so the peddlers come around, and also some biking things, and stuff, so that they shouldn't feel that they are in need or in want, that they are removed from the luxuries of life, especially Takana Tezra. Takana really was the Takana Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, it would be like a city nowadays. Everybody wants to live in only in the big city. No one wants to live in the poor town. All right? I'm a fireman. My business is real estate. Now I'm looking for a home set for my children. My job is to buy homes cheap and sell them dear, as long as a speculator. Why do you want my home owned? Is this something from you? Other places. That's the case. That's the case of places. Places is defined, right? Is the definition. Of that is only where there is such an opportunity elsewhere. It's not an exclusive. Now we'll see. I don't know if you have a chance to, but let's put it right now. Why don't you ask your question a little sharper, with more teeth? What if it's a real good bond? This fellow is a distress sale. Say, it might have happened. He needs money cash. The stock market went down. And he has to sell fish. He must have cash to cover his losses. And therefore, he's willing to sell quick. So I'll buy quick, he'll sell. I'll make it for you $100,000 cheaper than I can. Big building, get $100,000 cheaper. That you won't find elsewhere. And that's not what you see that person say. I'm a seer. I said, this is the first profession of a seer. Right? Doesn't only mean something you find. A rare find, right? A real good price, a sale price. Right, could also be the same halakha as heaven. Next case. Moral tradition in religion is also some very practical advice for people in church, you know. See halakhas? Both halakhas are halakha on Isis. One rabbi has these other with tradition in Israel of Rey, Kitchel and Asher. This man with her name Abu Hasida. He went to do a shiva for his son, he liked what the girl looked like, so he married her to the result of it. He was one of them with the animal such a person a woman, so he married her. Tanya Marshall said, no, sir, yes, mother Mina Gamos. That's Abu Hasida to his own son. He called Abu Hasida. So it's called Minik Hamas. Yes, it's a good tradition. You can't start with a tradition. But we call it what? Nova Minik Hamas. No, no, you fight right. We also do this. And the truth is, she took a look at his son and said, this is what's a part of it.
So he made the offer. She didn't want the son. Rather than someone else to take her, he took her for himself. But there was indeed no attempt to jump in ahead or something. Right? It's been probably that true, but we had such a mice, action mice within the family, in which somebody went to talk to Shida, and he was going with somebody, and talked to Shida for his friends, and they met, everything was going well, and they kept on talking to each other, and then decided that it's better for him than for his friend, and he came back to Shira Shaina. Will he be over on an Easter that he admitted his real feeling that he's personally interested. Yeah. And now they're meeting him off, Mashiach Hopkins, without telling your friend first, not tell him what happened first. He said that she likes you, you like her, and I've been back off for a few weeks, giving the other one a clear field, and didn't work out with that one. So what the girl would have it, they just changed partners. And the first one took Gibson's girl that he was going with. It doesn't make much difference either way. I see now we're working with the Dolly Sholin, the Satna group on Pesach. Unbelievable things go on there. You know, they have this computer service. And a person calls in and gives two numbers, shoot up with his girl, and they both attest it. And the fellow says, no, it's incompatible. They both carry it. So it's a nice joy. They've been together already for months. Saw each other three times already. Fine. This is our involved case. Less than 3 weeks later, both parties announced their engagement to somebody else. No problem. They got someone else who also was disappointed that a shidduch was fell apart. They put the two disappointed ones together and it worked out. Like subway trains. No big deal. Alright, right. Rabbi Baba Chone, Yov Lezuzi Lachav, Doma Zobna Nali Lahayara. Also Zobna Lanashe. Nasha Osha Oshi. Right? Ella, Norgo, meeting the boss. And again, the Mayans did the same thing. They didn't want to sell to this man. And that's why he said, perhaps the Bahasi would go ahead and jump in. But again, what I'm saying here, that if it were not so, it would be indeed. Meaning Ramos, the son of Koron Hoshi. That's what we're talking about. Oni Mata Bakaro. What's the next one? Abidu have a Mahapet Bahi Abba. He's trying to buy a piece of property. Ozo Rababo is governor and Rababo boy. Ozo Abidu, Kaple Le Rabbi Zeva. He complained to Rabbi Zeva, Ozo Rabbi Zeva, the Temple of Rabbi Yitzchak, Gatko. Amalei Hamtin, Rebbe, Hamtin Ashiyal Ephtein Regel. Thinking Kabul, the Rabbul Regel, give Musa. He saw the Ashiyal Amalei Oni, Mapu Bahor, 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 the men of Mai. And he tested his palm and got that off. Amalei Mikhil Roshan. Lou fell a ma, my time over the hockey. Amalei Bahavi Dain, I didn't know that the people was looking at the property. Hash the nomination LA, ma. Amalei Zunni Lomus Avnin Elei, Da'ara Kamaiti, Lomus Samna Misa. I won't sell it to him, because it's bad luck. The first piece of property I bought. There's a superstition of bad luck. You don't sell the first property that you bought. Lomus Samna Misa. He boy, if you want, the Matana Mishnah, I'll give him a Matana, I won't sell it. Avgidu Lomopasu. Avgidu refused to take it to Matana, so he says the Sony Matana is here. He's also superstitious. He won't take a Matana. There's another gift here, of course. Sony Matanos of the Ishia. That's the difference. Rababa will not say Mishum the Hafaba Rav Gidl. Rababa wouldn't touch it because Rav Gidl had first seen it and he didn't want to be called a Hashem. Ma'al Nafaslay, Ma'al Nafaslay, Umiskaria Aro de Rabbana. And that property remained parallel. No one would touch the property, neither was Gidl. Rababa remained and was called the famous Aro de Rabbana and became maybe the most valuable piece of property. It showed that Rabbanan also had a gift. So that Rabbanan conduct themselves in the house. It was worth it to let that property alone, because anyone walked by and said, you see, that's how you conduct yourself. Another Machaveh was there, I mean.
Each one felt that the other one would be put out by any,
couldn't move in either direction. He had let the land there called Aro de Rabbanan. Some wrong cases, right? Another matter about all the fears of Kunsis, the mighty, the Chorosh of Hefka. The Kosher, because we speak about the Kiva, that's the only time that was made reference to the Lord of Ashley, who hold that by Hefka, it's not shy to call it only matter about Chorosh, there's no Vosha by Hefka. Only where it is possible to obtain the same thing elsewhere, but you're too lazy to go elsewhere, you find it easier here. And that's what, for that reason alone, to hurt my chances, that's why you hold a Russian. The Hefka, I would underline for you, let your Esau, she was up for the girl for you, for you to have it. When we use Russia, may he depend, may ask for some of us in my husband, I don't know if he's a dog. I wish you Hefka, you know, that's my time, you should hear a little more so. He did come to Hussam, I bam a bullet. You see, he could be hired, he didn't want a business, a profession, an avocation, a miller, a fisherman, and so on. That's why you have a problem. So not for the fact that Yoli Lachaya, that he's dealing with someone who basically is living on it, there is no concept of Oni Mahafa Bakarola on a double head. Okay? Now I guess again. But Omer Rabbeinu Meir, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. That's now the gay us in the concept here. Why the Chazal just lump them all together, just trust to be able to separate them up in our own mind. Now we come into an Indian which is really, as we see, only Hamalaki is the Rosh Hashanah. I'll give you the column in a minute. What's going on with Rosh Hashanah, I think we have a clear differentiation between all four classes. Hold on a minute. Maya the dog mesh in there had Yogim Austin the suit of dog mesh. A dog in the sap, a dog in the sap, Misham Solos a dog. The fisherman put a dead fish into the net, and then the other fish come to the Leviath. The Kibrin says, there appears Mr. Dotto of Chila. I lay my fish also, then the sap, Misham Solos, Badai, my Haber of Polish, Havik Ilu Gozelo. The Yochal Lomal Lo Sukal Asus came to Mo, Sukal Asus came to Mokum Acher. So a new term came in here. Ki'ilu Gozelo. And here we'll develop it better when we get the cloud in. Here's what this, that the mayor of Ovishal in the time says, on page 5. What he's saying is, if you exerted an effort already, you put in work, and that's why you set it up. Not by just happen of well, talent or good deeds. But you put in effort. Like the case I asked you, that the fellow opened up a shopping center and had to work hard in order to develop it so that the other fish, the poor suckers, will come. Train the people to come to this area. Then he says, there's a recent sailor. So I have here now a cloud. I'd like to put down. Wherever Torah, wherever I have put an effort, it's not only matter of Bahavon. It's the halakha, as we'll see, of Gezel Sel the Rabbonim, Gezel Sel the Brayim.
First step is
the Matriya,
then the second
step. Then he can force them to go away. And we can't hear that. Therefore, you cannot compete for five blessings. In low, say Yoma Balabai can return like a Malami Shalom. Havel in Shahir Balabai Malami Ephes, Yoko Balabai Saka, Lishna, also Malami Dashno. But you can raise each other. Then do you have a good Malami for your son?
And you need a Malami for your son, you can bid higher and take away his Malami.
That's okay. You cannot compete with the Malamid, so that's your way, Umnoso. But I can compete with the Balabos and take away his Malamid. That's okay. Why? And Yochaloma Loha Balabai slayed his foam Malamid I have. I at least be like my Oni Mabo Bakalova, in case of another Malamid. But the name of Lay and the Sony Elo was there. So to Medumali, she said, Yumo Bini Yochal Mi Malamid I have. I think this Malamid fits the personality of my son. I think he'll do better. And therefore, it is like Hester, there ain't no other one around. Okay? That's how we talked in Allah's mind.
Right, so
you can't come in and push someone out of a job. But you can take away someone's malami, because for your son, that's called Hester. There ain't no other. No other one around. Huh? Okay.
You be careful not to learn this other law from that tomorrow going back there, where Mark Hopkins is exactly such a case that he was said to have a
conflict. What?
That it's also to have Malami and Kajim with each other, because each Malami is Koyan and Talbot.
No, we're not. This is case. Here you're dealing with. In the decades of mobile years, a fellow wants to open up a school. That's entirely different. I open up a school. I'm not coming to you and say, look, hire me and get rid of your malamis. There the question is, I want to open up a school, but I also want to have you come to me, you come to me. That's not. Here I'm going to you to take away the job from malamis. Entirely different case. Alright, let's move into the next one. Now here's where I develop this only Amalaka Bakavara. That is an ability whether it's good effort or not for the matter. Only Makhavah, who's the same thing? What's only a Makhavah? And only a Makhavah? A Mahapavah, only a Makhavah is the Rosh Hashanah. So, goes up on the top of the tree, it's naked, the sheep of the face getting naked, the whole of those, whatever he has up there on the tree, right, Kayab. And he's knocking off the fruit from the tree. And there's another only smart of him who's on the bottom picking it up and putting it inside. You take the hoggy bell and when it's to climb up on top of the tree, and he's doing fine and good.
Yeah.
That's only Hamanaki Barosh Hazai. Okay, look in the Gemara. The whole coincidence is Sugi is to find the Gemara. It's also very revealing. Almost more revealing than the two. More reality than the students who seem to be way out of cases that we don't have in this mindset. We keep it up to the yard, how need to get it done. If the army up there picks the olive with his hands and throws it down, so once he picked the olive, put it in his hands, he was thrown at the hot ball. Alright? And consequently, if he's off the ground, by me, he's turning the ball, or maybe some Koma Shafir Rabbi Yeshalom, right? He throws it down, the guy picks it up and plays down with the harshness. Akana Havat Ozil Lahusu, Kazi Lodawid Abishadi Upir the Kor, Natsan Tamji. Ozil, come into the offer. Fellow throwing down the base, right? And those were in Shabbos. That's the case. So the piece of ridicula, right? There. And he went down, he took himself a date and ate. Almost had 3 miles of the Azariah Shabbos. You thought, hey, watch it. I'm picking them up with my hands or something now. I'm touching them first. I'm yanking them off my fingers. What do you mean to say? That what? You come from a town where the Rav is doing an honest job. He teaches in Zalabatim, the Pesha Mishpat also. Obviously, any poor man, that's kind of on top of a deity, trying to get some deities, and he can call down a halacha and say, careful, don't take from there, because I am touching with my hand, and therefore, if gets a gomel, it means that Tal HaNovi, a Tal HaKochan, must come from a good town, that is a good Rav. It must be Rav Yashir's town. He had a reputation for being Dovish Dinin Barabin, that he taught his Balabatim Dinin, and therefore, the Balabatim know how such broken expression to behave. Kavale, the tragic is so dolo. Kavale to Rav Yashir, that his Balabatim know how long. Look at this. Nile de Yitzrich. Lashminan de Toshan de Yodo Hatilan Aki should have Aki de Yodo Rochel Ben Elala Hatilan. That's the Kiddush. The Hatilan, that's how you said it. The Kinyan with Hadbor. Kinyan Hadbor can be made by releasing the potential energy. Not only my kinetic energy. I bought you only when I take something and I lift it up. I put in energy into the thing. The thing is up, and I do something to release it so that it can fall down. That's also called that ball.
Yeah.
Huh? No. And he said he didn't take into the sand. Look, see the table Russian Hashim, right? Tell him the other, Abishim is after the other, the Ochas the hand, Elala Pila. Right? In other words, I took it and I push him down. Now I took it in my hand, that's it. Okay? That's the Kiddush, so that's also what we call Kinyan Hadbor. That's the place of the diet. Special halakha in Kinyan. Huh? That would not be a Kinyan. Alright? Now, what is this different than some a case of Omni Mato Vaharoa? Why is this small? Because what is this? In Mikyos, the Yarariza gets a gumbo. And the Mishnah says that only Maki Bachor is also. Why is this more also that only Maki Bachor? And he is dealing with Gezel. Why did he say he should explode over here? I mean, it sounds like he did all wrong. But the other one, the time is perfectly mutual. But this is Hefty, isn't it? There's only Maki Bachor, I have to. He says he doesn't mention that. That's the basis for this distinction I'm making for you. Right? But not filled with mine, but that's why I stuck in the last minute as a chuvus, chuva rucha shall, chuvus marshal, finna mamazol. 14 page chuvus. If you're willing to wait through it, a fabulous thing, although it gets lost on that. A lot of side avenues. Where he developed this notion. Oni Mater Bacharoa is different from Oni Hamanaki Kavosh Hazayit, but in one place there was effort put in. And effort put in makes it for Gezel so the Zayan, it's a Gezel Biyah that's Gezel Varei. Otherwise, also, you can't figure out why, because Gezel so the Zayan, why is Gezel so the Zayan? Because of his investment of effort in climbing up on the tree, which he likes to get. That means that Rabbanim stepped in and said, even though it was Taka Efker, but as much effort goes into it, that would be, although he doesn't say it, that would be double posture to me, that in the case of the Mitzudas Dogim there, the case of Rameyer, the father of Menatam, when he points out his effort, I'm not saying it, I believe he's drawing in the Oni Hamanaki for Rosh Hashanah into that suit. By having to chum the waters, by putting a dead fish, and letting your neck, and so on. There was such fear that went into it, which gave you right to that area that others cannot come in.
Ramanaka
Rosh
Hashanah
said, That's missionaries, but not from the Zion Isaac of the Bible. That's Jesus. But the case of the missionaries, on his back, he says, you know, China. Then, but it's also, on that, it's also to take the doctor. Why? If he's sick of his hand, of course. He's sick of that. And with the missionaries, to tell you that. That's why it's different. Only matter of the Harola, the Tiriki, the Tiriki, the Tiriki. Now, go back to the China side post for you. Not so pushing already. The details become critical to the halacha. Where someone put in great effort, I have a store, and I'm selling sorrow. You come in and want to open up a store and tell sorrow to, you call up the wholesale, I call up the wholesale and say, this is nothing special. Then you have to approach it with yod and muscle, yes, with bomb of war, such a structure, such a social structure exists in Abed Manah there, which I don't believe it does, right? If, however, you take in my case, where a fellow has invested advertising and built up an area that was not an area for business, now you want to come and compete with him, I believe you have the right to complain under the rules not of Oni Mapa Baharola, or under the rules of either Yogi Vachaya, we'll soon see what that means, not just have a pusher, that's a couple of minutes to explain that to you right now, but he certainly can complain under Oni Amnaka Bahosha Zaya. Now comes the special concern I mentioned in passing, we have this one out here. How do you define a Yogi Vachaya? The name of what we understand. There are 20 families. Each one needs a loaf of bread a day. I know I'm producing 200 loaves a day. There are 200 people in the mobile, right? I need 200 loaves a day, such a loaf a day, in order to make a living, so I can have a loaf for myself and my wife and my children also. Right? I can see how I can measure. How do you measure your lechayim in this manager? I have a bookstore. Go down Borough Park. Every corner has a bookstore. That's part of our Schwach in Washington Heights, every corner has a bar. And right? There, Roshan, every corner has a regular store. They say among the Goyim, they don't have as many lawyers as they have their own Jews. Why? Because they can't pass the bar. How would you come out of people? They want to know, mucho garoso, tell me, we'll do whatever you tell me. Can I open up a store? You say, oh, you have a store, you can't open a store right next to him. Why not? Let's see, I mean, how would you pastor a shayla? That's one of the tragedies of man of death. People pastor shaylas. Put up a sign, Bezmu Shal Bola Park, get Bezmu Shal Tadbush, become a place they got dollars, right? You know what kind of effort goes into pastor shayla? I mean, where do you stand outside with a questionnaire, right, and ask the people come, where do you come from? That's a simple question. You come from next door, it's one thing. No, I come to Borough Park shopping, right? I come from Scarsdale. I come in once a week from Boston to do kosher shopping in the area. I bring 10 people with me. You don't have that mobile type structure where I can kind of Yogi Lakaya, because Yogi Lakaya presumes also either a customer list, right? Or even a number of people who are producing the same thing. In a complex, mobile society like we are, it's not so sensitive. I recall from the end of the Second World War, the Vahatsola days, traveling to Washington, I needed someone to go speak to the senators. And I'll tell you again, and I'll say personally, I'm Stephen Kwan. Can you remember that name? Roughly, he's supposed to really a culture, the owner of Barton's Candy. And he asked me to come to Washington, and I'm someone who speaks English a little bit better, as he spoke with a bad accent. To explain the price of the DVDs that we're trying to get a grant for, at that time was for slaughter. The need to satisfy the hunger of their soul, as well as taking care of their physical needs. When we went to the grant, $100,000, that was a physical storm for them. And traveled up by the metro line, or the train to Washington, D.C. There. The train is small talk too. Remember, the Bart was just at 181st Street here, candy shop, those who recall, not so long ago. I remember asking him, you don't understand if you're a good businessman, obviously you have more money than I do. And he opened up the bar, and right across the street was Baratini. He couldn't find another corner to go to. Yeah, Baratini, obviously, that Baratini is, you're cutting your trade. It's assumption. You don't understand. If people are coming to buy Baratini candy, they'll buy my candy too. This becomes a corner where you come to buy candy. Everybody comes to buy candy. I help Baratini, and Baratini helps me by my open episode. New questions? Huh? Greatest, which you don't have mentioned any place. Inside, that's what you do. I don't get it. If two bookstores open up, this becomes a shuk shel shorim. Then they start coming in from the east side, from Boston, from Long Island, that's the way you go.
And now we have a choice, right? We have competition, and there's better business.
How do you define now Yoli Lechaya when you take that into account? So that's how you have to pass it. It's not a day of that cost of Yoli Lechaya kind of proper store. It's the disease, I will have a child. That's why I think that the dirt of Shiloh and Shreves is almost, it's actually a cloud, and a unique thing. Here I'll pass in one corner one way, another corner another way. It's hard to work out corners for the thing, but it doesn't mean they aren't there. The corners are there. What's hard to do is the homework to know which cloud to apply. That's one of the tragedies is my life there. You can't pass in all silence by sitting back and people coming to you. You sometimes have to tell them to sit. I'm going out to them. I went out to the street. You have to see what's happening before you can pass in a shot. Look at the Chesh Mishpat. Shin Beivav. I did just a little piece of it. Because here you see what's happening. Now with these kolim, I think we can now see what where the halacha came down is almost halacha l'moshe b'sina.
They give no reason for the kolim. The reasons are all there
because didn't have the b'sius of the more, and not always is the more kind enough to give you the mokka. Look at what I underlined for you. This is the halachos in the zikin of Groma ben Zokin, Groma Gami. That's the Shin Pei Vav, as most of you should know, if you learned the Rabbah properly. Alright? Lochem, Yesh Mi Shekotas, the Rubin Shemoch Hamech Al Yaakov, Ovo Shim and Nohon, Yom Al Elato, Shein and Shoba Kotas.
The case is an important case, sociologically important,
tragically important, because Jews got a reputation for being sharp traders, for overcharging the goyim. The goyim was stupid, they don't understand, and therefore we sell them. The justification for doing that is very simple. When they kill us, right? They steal from us when they feel like it. So the least we can do is when it's going as good to grab as much as we can.
That is part of the psychology.
Right? The reverse antisemitism. That is part of the psychology, by the way, is not out there. People who are based in Europe, right, who have a total disrespect for Din and Malchusa, they have not adjusted to the fact that we have a benevolent government, that Din and Malchusa is most likely a key of the right according to most Hashemites, and you can't be a former Yid and make most of the business of smuggling a little gold, branding items and so on and so forth. You cannot do it. It's against the halacha. Same thing as eating chazer. But you're not going to sell that because survival in Europe meant not listening to the government because the government made discriminatory laws against the Jews. And consequently, there's no dinim in Europe. any law, any country that makes a discriminatory law against the Jews, the beggars, you don't give them a Pulitzer Prize. In America, we don't have that. It's a surgical error. The pattern of behavior was carried over here to our detriment, to our embarrassment. I'm sorry? All right? So I come to a guy and say, hey, this Jew is, what is that, Jew in you? Right? The Jew you down or some such thing, right? He's doing a sharp deal with you. I'll give you a fair price. I am Messiah. I can call him to deserve it and force him to pay me the difference. I have costly loss that he caused. The action of the Hagatna have a commercial Zakaya. He also declared about Din Moshe. Moshe Mamon Shachavero, the Akron is the Din of Moshe. This way, by interfering in my dealings with this guy, he is Moshe Mamon Shachavero. Rubin Shehilgo of Moos, the Yakub, Amashkenos, or Boshim and Ramarat, and the Hour Slow, the Tapos, they have the Rubin Moosa, Poto, that is Ramar, the Dokin, Miu Mikru Rosh, that's only Mapa Bahavova. I'm lending money to a girl, I'm charging 10% interest. You come along and say, I'll charge you. My credit card, I don't charge 22% interest. My credit card, I charge only 21.9% interest, right? And therefore, come take my credit card, instead of the other guy's credit card, right? Then it is not considered to be a normal discussion, but a Mahapet Bechavola, he was. And since he's Mahapet Bechavola, he had a deal going with a goy. You came and mixed in, there are other goy to lend money to. Why'd you come to my goy? Therefore, your Russian is Russian. Okay? That's the China they do here, why they haven't settled in Eretz Yisrael. So you will upset the whole demography of Eretz Yisrael. But to go to Eretz Yisrael, each Jew has to take along two goyim. One to work for him, one to sell to. And consequently, it'll be two to one, they'll be outgrowth. Right. Here, based on the diet, I just wrote it down so you see the motto for it. You have here, that's the machlokes, Rashi, I mean, the time introduction in New Test, whether you have the din of oni ma'apa b'chamoho, on hefkel or not. See? The yeshomrim shim bo listos behefkel, tamatana, kidma eno nikro roshe, kima shim a double muslim. That's what in the time. The machaba, however, brings down the first lashon, the Rashi's lashon. That only Mabba Bachor applies to a double to a Mitzi, a thing that kind of, the key value of this Machlokes, this Manazeh, was concerned on the key import of this Machlokes, will be on this good deal, on a sale item. And that's it. You have a house for sale, a very good price, and you will not match this price. According to Tom, it's mutual to compete for this house. According to Rashi, it's also to compete for this house. Mikro Russian. Alright. I'll just put that at the end of the Shalom Zion. Alright. Now you have in Kuklun Bo. Here you have the Halacha Lamaika. That Ein Matzen, B'nei Mogli, cannot be Matzen Zel there. Right? They can object to someone else coming in. But someone in his own house, he cannot object to do what he wants. Look at the Mahavah. Echam ne'amogu she'eno mufulash. Right? She'bikas ratos, they also sofe umen agadi, o sofe shavos on kiratos, limut she'eno shaltova. Right? Ne'amogu ma'atunolo, ne'shemal ba'leim and ha'chasam ha'yotin. Ma'atim b'zrata l'humam, kus be'echad osa echad ma'atibolo. You want to break a residential area, zoning laws, that's what we're talking about here, are enforceable at the other. I don't want any business in my home. That I can do. Right? The steps, keep certain that you can't object. Right? But, pay me the debt. But he says, look at David. The name of Yobnechosa Shenakem Uman Romiko Biyado. Right? Boy, I'm the person Yosin and said today. If you're going to ask then you can make it stop. If they didn't, then you cannot stop anyone else. And you in the next page, and you can know what I'm going to ask the I was the name of Yaka and you no, you don't know you hold because it's a topic that I'm going to take you, it's a topic that I'm going to take you, allowed. That's the feeling. To stop the whole zoning laws, no breaking residential that I can do. Once you broke your residential, and you allow others in to do that business, then you can't stop me from doing it. Maybe they just stop another Ben Ha'ir from another town, even from another mobile, since the mother was Nisha Batesu, you are not on a mic, you have to pass the Lukule, meaning you cannot intervene. Now comes, and here we'll move to the past, I want to get down to the last hour, seriously, just follow me quickly. And on page 12. Okay, what I have underlined for you. And here you have this case. Can you find it? I don't think I underlined a little above where I underlined it. We cover that one too, just to show you a special halacha. Hamachacham hamed yisrael aliyah, hayovim l'mnoa kol adam limkor atri limkor shalom. Special death, the cost of the Tamachokam. Again, that's the death of the Abana of the Tamachokam. As part of the Kabdil, he told Tamachokam, includes that he comes in as a businessman, also learn that based on the problem of the business, in the 50 parallelism, right? That he comes into a town, part of the Torah Torah is, you get the hood, you're not, no one can present his wares until the Tamachokam is finished selling. So then he will open up the shops. Tamachokam gets first crack. At the folks in the town, right? Adam Shieshlo, Avodah Tzachavim Marufio, what I underline for you, Yesh Bekomo Shadonim Shosol Hashem Leil Lefi Yusuf, Lassi Gimel Tzachavim, Yesh Bekomo Shain Donim, Yesh Makin Li Shalach Aleil Lacha Mahu Lahal Shol Lassi Gimel Lashat Leilei Lafuki Binei Dilipsev Tzachavim Hein Kehefka, Parakodim Dova, Yesh Osu.
This is the Marufio. Arufia was his righteousness, I make reference to not done.
This is the way Jews live. But it was a one-shot deal, there's no other thing, no other place to go. It was the only game in town. Either you manage to get him to agree to give you a license, or else you have nothing else you can do. There's no go elsewhere and get a license. I want to open up an inn, I know what I have to do. I have to smear the friend of the Goy, I have to shmir the secretary, I have to talk his balagole, etc. And there's only one Goy in town. He's the lord of the manor, a feudal system, right?
So everything is my life depends upon him. The pshat is, do you treat this character?
And in the case of only Mapa Bachar, the Hefka, like every time says, therefore it's mutter, I feel a bachelor mitri. Or do you want to grant this a status of Yore? Not so much two people competing for the job, someone has the job already. The attitude being, okay, you had the job for a year or two, now I get it. The idea that you have a chazokia, and if they go, no, because if they go, you have the loss of hefter all the time. And therefore, I'm always putting them in a hefter. One of the very difficult things you see, it doesn't talk to Shari, Yesh Makomos Makomos. But says Yesh Makomos, meaning, don't pull the mother from me. It's not going to do any good. We have to come to ear. And part of living in my town is taxation rights that I have imposed upon you. I also imposed it. It was something that was in response to the needs of the time, and how would you evaluate that, and how that would actually practice, just a dearth of information. I tried to find the one I found, that's why I found late with that some Sefer Tshuva, which is a kind of marufia, where he had to buy a permission to run a butcher shop, a young fellow, and that time is against him that he's young, that he didn't really buy the right, he just paid rent, all this is a very complicated Tshuva. But that was one of the problems. One of the problems it seems in the daily life of the Jew, that much of what the Jews did, he had to do by buying the shoes from the brothers. And therefore, what we treat this thing as Shayach HaZakan, where it is such a rare and valuable thing,
that was sort of closed up once someone got it, no one else was able to have it. Or do you say, no, it has to be complete? You have to compete for it.
And therefore, if you're willing to work on a small amount, I mean, people won't give all the money in the world to take it away. I mean, this is, you have to end up with a profit. So what does it mean? This fellow is making a 10% return. You're willing to work at a 5% return. He wants to compete with you, let him compete with a 5% return. Obviously, that can go much lower. The bunch of the space, the cabinet, the living to support the family. There was an automatic bottom that was there because it had to be profitable. How close you're prepared to work?
If you're prepared to work closer, then you have a right to compete.
Just with the last look on the page, hopefully, I'm not pleasing by yours. Aim to name you from a lot of folks that the product says that you must leave that you have shown in the scene with those destroyed. Okay? The doctor, okay, nearly doctor most of some of these things. I got now, but shout out to all the names, you know, they both the peddlers who sell the stuff that is not easily available. All right? Now some... Huh? Some of well, maybe... Maybe he doesn't say it's applicable all over. Here you have an interesting thing about sidewalk vendors. You can't walk along St. Nicholas Avenue there. Stores are trying to sell similar things. Can you do this thing? All in the shukunot. Same thing is, shouldn't think that we have no source material for possibly every shayla. Sidewalk vendors are a major concern in New York City. Right? Every now and then the police move them away because the city government feels they're losing taxes, losing income out of it. Now, token can we be in Sorosan? I hope they have a tape that goes the whole way because I want to have a few more minutes. Right? Limpo Bishop Ayos. And likewise, as the educators say, to move alongside the store to sell. Next page on page 14, I'll just call your attention to the key points of the market down there that are important here. I love it on low profile. That I can object to people coming in and doing business in my town. I don't want the goyim to see Jews doing a lot of business. But there's a reason to object to being marked down, because the goyim shouldn't see that the Jews are active in business. That's a concept of a low profile. A Jew is supposed to keep a low profile. The advice of Yaakov Avinu: stay in Eretz Goshen. Don't mix with the society. You shouldn't see how well you're doing. Okay. This brings us to the few Shabbos Shuvahs that I have from the Igros Moshe that I want to call your attention to, and they pretty well sum up some of these halakhis, although you see in practice difference. I put a little different sequence. I got first a fairly vague Shabbos Shuvahs, Yoni Hasagat rule. Okay? Important halachas, halacha lamaisa, but that will orient your thinking. You're going to Rabbonis. These are the kind of shaylas you have to have. We have right now tremendous shaylas, as I'm sure some of you know. Kofke has a better reputation than the Queen's Bar Rabbonis. And they are requested to come in and take over a catering who thinks they do better business and have a better Rabbamashia than the other. Everybody is better than someone who doesn't have a good reputation. But you don't have a good reputation either. Who may use a good reputation. They call me the din and prove that I'm a boy. Prove I'm a shaker. First one can say, Rabbonis, the whole school, Leos, Mashgishim, the basement, the Chayim. Lanshe, Hashdok, HaAcheret,